We are so honored to have on right now one of the headliners of tonight's Outlets Anthem Christmas Tree Lighting, Christina Grimmie. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Absolutely. It's totally an honor. We cannot wait for tonight's concert. Of course, people know you as one of the contestants on The Voice, right?
Right. I made it to the top three of season six, and I was on Team Adam. And that was really, really awesome. And it's going to be great to perform tonight. I can't wait for my Christmas jam.
Well, you should have been number one. I saw that. You have such an incredible voice, a real strong voice, and a very entertaining style. I totally enjoy you.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I want to make sure that our listeners have a chance to hear a little bit of you. So I brought a little clip, I hope you don't mind, of you singing the song that you sang on The Voice, Wrecking Ball. I don't know about you guys, but I think that's a lot better than Miley Cyrus, don't you?
Absolutely.
No doubt about it.
Oh, well, thank you. I wanted to put a different spin on it, so it wasn't copying Miley, of course. No one really likes a copycat anyway. But I am pleased to say, and I'm not going to say anything more, but I will be singing that song tonight.
Excellent.
Yes, I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, I was reading a little bit about some of your background. You have a great website, by the way. And you're welcome. Some of the influences in music, Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin.
Yes, sir.
Boy, that's sort of my generation. I used to be in a band and played a lot of Led Zeppelin. Love that band. So how did you get into Led Zeppelin a bit?
My brother, I have an older brother, and he's really always been into rock music. And as a little sister, I always kind of looked up to my brother. And so I got into rock music, too. And I got into Zeppelin actually later in my life. It wasn't like when I was 10. I was into Metallica when I was like 10. But I got into Zeppelin, honestly, like a couple years back. And Robert Plant has made me want to, like, I mean, come on. He's a dude, and he can hit higher notes than I can. And that's pretty inspiring to me, and just the fact that he's always put on a good show. You know, every show that I look up on YouTube and stuff of everything that they've ever done, it's just like blows my mind. So I'm kind of like, you know, he's definitely my favorite male singer.
One of the best rock films ever. The song remains the same. Seen it 100 times.
Yes, indeed.
And Christina, so what would you say your style, your genre is? What kind of record, you know, is in your future? What do you want to make?
Well, you know what? I've always loved soul music. I've always loved R&B, so I want to play with that. But I am a pop girl, so I want to kind of stick to that and do a nice mixture of both so people can have something refreshing to listen to. But I definitely want to stick to some of the vocal stylings that I've done on The Voice. So if you liked what I did there, then you may like what I have to come out with.
Excellent, excellent. And so I don't want you to spoil what you're going to be seeing tonight. I know you kind of told us a little bit of a hint there. Not a hint, but you gave away one of those. But so what's the genre tonight? Please tell me you're at least going to sing a Christmas song, at least one.
Of course. I'm definitely going to sing some Christmas songs. There's just going to be a nice mixture of some covers that people are familiar with me singing, from YouTube and The Voice, and some of my original music, and as well as a couple Christmas songs. I'm going to slow it down at one point as well and get on the keys. So, yeah, it should be a nice, a really nice night, a nice holiday festive night.
You know, I'm looking at your upcoming schedule, and you are going to be busy in January and February. You're going to be traveling throughout the world there.
Yes, I'm actually going on tour with one of the headliners tonight. Before you exit. And I'm going on tour in Europe January and February.
Wow. Have you ever done that? Is this going to be a first with this type of very, very heavy travel schedule with all these concerts coming up?
I've done touring before. I kind of know the drill. However, I don't know how everything is over in Europe. I've been there one time, and I'm barely even count that as being there because I was there for like 48 hours and then had to leave. But I really just can't wait to soak in everything over there. It's just kind of a different way of life over there. And I've got some friends in London, so I'm kind of excited to meet up with some of them. So, yeah, it should be cool.
Is there any particular city that you're looking forward to looking at the first time viewing and experiencing?
Oh, my goodness. I am beyond excited for Scotland.
Oh, wow.
Which is actually, funny enough, our last date. In February.
Oh, is that right?
Very last stop. Yeah, and I love castles, and I just know Scotland's got lots of them. And I hear fans there are outrageous, so I just can't wait to play over there.
Wow. And, of course, so you're going to be traveling around the world, but we kind of get a sneak peek of it tonight. Right?
I mean, yes, you do. Wow. You certainly do.
Wow, that's excellent. And so is it your first time in Phoenix?
No, I've been to Phoenix before. I love Phoenix, actually. I was here a couple weeks ago. But, yeah, it's good to be back, and I can't wait to play some of my songs.
Absolutely. We cannot wait to hear them. And, I know that you just got in, just a little while ago into Phoenix, off the plane and everything. And so you've got a pretty busy schedule. Of course, you're going to be singing. I believe that people get to meet you as well tonight, right? They have a chance to.
Yes. After the show, there is a meet and greet with all the headliners, I believe, including myself. And, yeah, that's actually my favorite part, other than the actual singing, is getting to meet everyone that came out, because that's what I always tell my fans online, is like, come to the show, because I will make every effort I can to meet you, That's the exciting part.
Well, I hope that applies to us as well.
It should. I hope I get to meet up with you guys.
We hope so as well.
I'm looking at your website, and it says, have lunch with Christina and make a YouTube video with her. What is that, like a contest or something?
Yeah, it was a contest for City of Hope, which is a, I'm sure you've heard of it, the hospital that treats, various cancers and other diseases. And they've been amazing to me, and I've been, just helping them out and trying to raise money. And we actually just did this one campaign with Prizeo, and we actually just raised $27,000.
Oh, nice.
For City of Hope. So that was a really big deal. And then the winner got to do what you just read. You get to come to LA and chill and hang out and make a video with me.
Not only do you have great talent, you have great compassion. And that's really, to me, makes what's really makes a difference in a celebrity.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't want to lose that, because I've seen too many of my role models lose it, and
yeah.
I always said I don't want to do that. So
absolutely. And so I know, Christina, back briefly to The Voice before we let you go, what was it really like to be on that program, to be with Adam Levine, and what was the experience like? Sum it all up for us.
I really can't stress enough how amazing that whole experience was, and it's so one of a kind that, like, I kind of look back on it and it's like, did that even happen? Like, it just flew by. But it is so much work and it is so much pressure, and I guess you just gotta kind of be able to function under that kind of environment. And it's very tough, but you know what, there's people around you that love you and care for you, and Adam being one of them. And he was extremely invested in my success, and I cannot thank the guy enough. He has just really, really pushed for me in the show and after the show. I still keep in touch with him, and he's a fantastic person as well as a fantastic coach.
That's awesome. And I can't imagine what it would feel like just be on stage and then to see, not one, not two, but all four chairs turn around. You've got to keep your composure and sing. And that's got to be pretty tough.
It was definitely like one of those things where you're like, wow, I totally had a dream about this, like last night, so honestly, it was one of those things where I was like, well, you can't turn back now, so make this the best thing that you've ever done.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of the mentality you have to have carried throughout the show. And I'm telling you, the pressure on that show is crazy, just because it's live TV. It's, people are getting booted left and right, and it's like, it could be you, you know? So, you know, you just got to practice your stuff and you got to engage with fans. And that's what I love to do, is talk to my fans. So
absolutely. Well, we are fans of Christina Grimmie. Do we consider ourselves Grimmies, or
you are part of Team Grimmie. That's
Team
Grimmie.
Team Grimmie.
Okay,
you
all right.
Friends.
I used to be Team Edward, but
that's a little in the past. That was Team Grimmie.
Well, we are on Team Grimmie, and we will be out at the outlets at Anthem Christmas tree lighting this evening. We will be right there, front row and center, watching you and just singing right along and having a great time with everyone else out there. And we really hope that we get a chance to meet you this evening.
Most definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank
More
you. And please don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you on the show again soon.
Awesome. No problem. Thanks.
Thank you. And good luck tonight.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.